All right, you're listening to the Beer Elves Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
I'm Fonz.
Fernando splitting a mic with
Robin.
Yeah, there's five of us today because we have our special mystery guest, Alfie from Miami. We've mentioned him probably about a billion times because he's helped supply some of the snacks. And me and him were basically co-partners in the whole craft beer journey, basically. Yeah. So yeah, we've finally got him here from Miami. Thank God it's warm outside.
Yes.
Don't have to hear you bitching, complaining.
No winter jacket.
My tan's still here.
Oh yeah, your tan's fantastic. You look exactly the same, so it's perfect. But thanks for making the trip out. Even though, you know, you have other things to do, but thanks for actually taking the time out.
Thanks for making it.
This was definitely the main reason. I mean, like, come on, man. Why would you? 100%. Seriously, right? But yeah,
so we appreciate it.
Yes. But yeah, I was going to say, Alfie and myself, we got into craft beer like, I don't know how many years ago, like a billion years ago. But I distinctly remember the conversation we had. It was me and you, I think we were in the car coming back from a concert.
1999.
No, 1979. That was too early. Smashing Pumpkins. But anyway, so we were in the car, something like that. And we were sitting there and we're talking about beer and whatever. And he's like, I think I'm just done with regular beer. And I was like, really? He's like, I didn't know it,
but I shared that same sentiment.
Everyone's
not right? Yeah, exactly. So he's like, yeah, I think I'm done with it. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm kind of like, I've always was into microbrews, right? And I drank them all the time whenever I could. And I was like, yeah, I'd rather not drink that shit anyways. And he was like, yeah, so I just want to drink like microbrews. I'm like, boom, that was it. It took off from there.
For me, I would say no to the beer and yes to the strawberry daiquiri. That's what I would do.
It's cool, man.
It was automatic. I was like, or rum and coke? Okay, I'll do the rum and coke.
So is the daiquiri the hardest part of telling your parents you're gay? Or is it something else?
No, I just like the strawberry daiquiri.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, just making sure.
I don't want to get into your fantasies.
There's no rollerblading.
There's no rollerblading. Yeah, exactly, right? Okay, so
what do we got?
We'll get to our beers. So yeah, we're going to do four beers from four separate breweries. Nice. We've featured all these beers before, but the beers, obviously, there is one beer actually in particular that a few of us have tried, but not this iteration. So maybe it'll be different. Maybe it won't be as good. Maybe it'll be better. Who knows, right? But we're going to go to our first beer in a second here. If I can grab my paddle.
I'll grab it for you, Danny.
Look at you. Okay, this guy that we're going to do, this is from Sparrow Brewing, based out of Cambridge, Ontario. The label is pretty simple. It has their logo. The bottom, I say about a quarter of the bottom is like a maroon. Top is black. It says 1965. This is a cherry vanilla sour.
Wow.
And it is 5%. Nope, 6%. Take it back. 6%. It's a very plain label, but overall, gets to the point. You kind of know what you're looking at, with the exception of the big 1965, because you got to look underneath where it says sour. But not too bad. It has looks like
small print.
And small print.
Robin's first objective.
And it's
not
got the
big enough.
It's got the good old brass instrument blowing out. It looks like leaves. I don't know if it's
cold brew coffee, like color scheme.
It is. Strange enough, these guys actually roast coffee as well.
But what does the 1965 stand for? What does it mean?
I don't know.
It was a year in the 1900s.
Yep. Maybe the beer is that old. Maybe it's from 1965.
That's enlightening.
I mean, if this beer was from 1965, though, it's pretty progressive. So good like for them.
Really?
Recipe, maybe?
What's that?
Recipe, maybe?
Yeah, possibly.
If anybody out there knows, tell Dan.
On the side of the label says crafted for friends, just a thing. And that's the same thing on the other side. So pretty plain, but gets to the point. I'm going to give the label about a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, it's a 7 out of 10 for me as well. Just not prominent.
5.
6.5.
Okay.
I'm going to echo Alfie there and say 5.
Okay.
I'm going to say 5.
Really hoping the beer is much better than the label.
Put the mic closer to him when he's talking.
You know what? It says cherry vanilla. It's. I have a feeling it's going to be good.
I really hope so.
Got to be good.
Yeah, let's see. So pour it out. It's not as red as I thought it would be. It's more of a pale. Actually, it just looks like a regular, kind of slightly hazy, but almost like very yellowish.
A tinge of red in there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, like a slight tinge, but I figured it'd be a lot more. But, I mean, that might mean it's better. Who knows?
Is there enough in the can?
There better be.
Oh, yeah. Of course there will be.
Yeah, there is. There we go.
Thank you.
Oh, Alfie, that one's yours.
Gotcha.
Want to make sure you're using, you're grabbing it properly.
How do you grab it properly?
With your right hand.
Gotcha.
All right, let's see what it smells like.
Well, everybody except Dan.
Cloudy red.
It smells like a sour. I smell a little bit of cherry and a hint of vanilla.
Fruity.
Mm. Yeah, just fruity overall. Fruity.
Definitely floral, yeah.
That's nice. Like
wait, this is a light sour, beer. Right? It's going to be
5.6%.
6%, okay.
Yeah, okay. We're all ready. Everybody's all quiet.
Yeah, you know what?
everybody's all quiet. What else you guys got to say?
It smells like tea. That's all I'm going to say.
Smells like tea.
It looks like tea.
Robin, anything to add? Hibiscus tea? Talking to the mic, please.
Like hibiscus tea?
Hibiscus tea. Oh, that's a good one.
Can
that hibiscus tea. You're right.
Danny boy?
All right, cheers. Let's try it.
Cheers, boys.
Oh, definitely get the vanilla.
That was very unexpected.
This is really good.
This is a nice summer.
Yeah, the vanilla is right in there.
Like, yeah, the vanilla's there. It's not like a ton of cherry, but just kind of a little bit. And then but that vanilla hits you, and I think it just takes over.
This would be excellent on a hot day.
And the vanilla just stays.
Just like today.
Yeah, it stays the whole way.
I'm telling you, it tastes like a cold tea. Like one of those, you know, hard cold teas. Yep. Except without that crappy vodka aftertaste.
So with vanilla, though.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We're not sure what you're smoking, but give me some after the podcast. It'd be great. Appreciate it. No, this is really good.
Yeah, this is hands down. This is a 7.5 on my scale.
I'm giving this an 8. I would drink this again and again. In fact, if I'm going to be in Cambridge soon, and if I go by that brewery, I'm going to buy more.
Pack?
Okay. 7.75.
7.75, right in between. Okay.
Be neutral.
Fernando, what are you thinking?
Fernando, what's up?
All right, I gulped it. It was good. Definitely good for the weather.
Yeah, for sure. Especially on a day like we're having here. We've got a nice sunny day. It's nice and warm.
But it's Miami weather. You know what it reminds me of? I know I said tea, but it has this kind of autumnish spice latte type of vibe to it. You know, it has a bit of a spice to it. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed.
I can smell it, but I don't taste it, though.
I taste like a little bit of a hint of spice. Not as potent as a vanilla spice latte, but it's definitely there. I don't know. I like it, but either way.
Rob, what are you giving it?
Oh,
I'm giving it an 8.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go 8.5. I really like it.
8.5?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I would buy this.
Yeah, this is really good.
I would pass over it with the label, but I would buy it.
Yeah, I would do the same.
You wouldn't have thought of it as that good unless you tried a little piece. It was not bad.
Yeah, it's really good.
So it should say on the label, taste
so
good.
So, what's that?
Should say on the label, taste good.
It should, right? You think tastes good, and that's it. Robin's like, oh, it tastes good. I'm buying it. Thanks.
Yep.
Actually, I got to change my rating to 7.75 because I'm in the States now.
Oh, right. Yeah, you got to go Imperial. Right. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Fractions.
Yeah, no, it's understand. All hail Mega. No, it's understandable. So I was going to say, just before we go into our snack, I just want to apologize for Fernando and Robin because they are sharing one mic. So if you're hearing the noise jumping back and forth, that's just them passing the mic to each other. So sorry that you guys had to. We only had 4 mics. We got a mystery guest. That's how this thing works, right? So
for now.
Hey, man.
For now, yeah.
It's 2 guys and 1 mic.
Yeah.
Go nuts in the comments, guys.
Yeah, so back to the beer.
That was pretty layered, guys. I don't know if you get that, but it was pretty layered.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What do we got up next, Danny?
We're going to go with, we had a couple snacks here. Oh, there we go. So we're going to go with our first snack. Okay. These snacks are going to be all from the U.S. because our U.S. guest, well, technically Canadian, but U.S. now, whatever, you're dead to me. So
yes.
You already saw Andy's.
As soon as I saw the bag, I was like, is that an Andy's? It's Andy Caps. There
yes,
it is.
Andy Caps. These guys are cheddar fries. I think we tried all the iterations. We've done hot fries. We've done the onion rings. We've done fire fries. You name it. I think
so
we did ranch.
Aren't gonna be as good.
Yep.
These ones are cheddar. My guess is going to be probably like a Cheetos probably flavor. Bottom of the label or the packaging, it's got a picture of the actual fries. There are corn snacks. It says cheddar fries in big letters in yellowish writing with a orange border. It says Andy Caps on top with a blue background. And the good old logo guy with the, he looks like Sherlock Holmes. He's smoking his pipe. He's got his hat. Can't see his eyes though.
You know what he looks like? A French Mario.
Yeah, he does, eh?
Remember, he's not smoking his pipe. He's popping a chip.
Oh, he's popping a chip. My bad. Yeah, sorry.
We talked about this before.
We did. I think I said the same thing last time.
He just did some hard work, and he's going to chill out with some cheddar fries.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe he just solved a murder. Yeah. Now he's rewarding himself. Yeah, it's true. So, I mean, all their labels have been the same. Yeah. I think I've given him roughly 7.5 each time I've seen him, so I'm going again with a 7.5.
It's an 8.
8.
I like the French Mario look. I'm giving it an 8.5.
All right.
I'll go with a 7.
7.
There's nothing hot about it.
Okay. All right.
I like it.
Yeah, you give it an 8.
Yeah.
8. Let's get it open and...
It ends down
like... It's got a picture of the item. It's got the name. Everything you want. It's got a cool character on it.
It's got everything, right?
You gotta try it.
It's got everything you need.
And once you try it, it's like, well, crap.
Okay. I got a couple there. That's good enough.
Yeah, a couple.
Oh, yeah. Do not disappoint.
Yeah, you know what you're getting.
Yep.
This is good.
It is.
Light and tasty. Light and tasty. And this is a snack, man. But this is a serious U.S. snack.
It's like...
this is good.
Yeah, it's like Corn Pops, except they're long. And very tasty.
Yeah, cheddar flavored corn pops. I mean, they're not like, and they're not overpowering.
Not too salty.
Yeah, they're not too salty, and they're not really overpowering. I mean, granted, the ranch ones I think I like more, and the fire ones were really good. These ones maybe not as much, but they're still really good.
These are like a Lipton cup of soup.
Is that what it tastes like?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I can see that a little bit. Like.
It's got a little bit of a Lipton cup of soup flavor.
Especially, have you ever had it cold before you put any water in it? You know how the little pastas are very crunchy and you put in the powder and you don't put water in it, but you just kind of eat it like that. Like
it's yeah,
like
no,
a crunchy.
It's, yeah, no, no, it's cool.
Interesting. Like it tastes exactly cool. Like that. You're right.
Yeah, you're totally 100% right.
Perfect.
Please stop talking. No, you're totally right, dude.
They're good.
They are good. So in your world, is that what you guys eat on a daily basis or...
Sometimes, you know.
Depends on the day.
Heating up water nowadays is very expensive.
It's true. It's understandable. Okay. So we've all rated these, have we not? No, we have not. I apologize. So
no.
I want to get to that next beer, but these guys, I'm going to give them 7.75.
No, it's an 8.
It's an 8?
Yeah.
Eight and a quarter.
8.25. Ooh.
Okay. I like how they're light and tasty.
They are.
And you could eat the whole bag and not even notice it.
Yeah.
8.5.
Yeah, they disappear in your mouth. You pop them back. They're really good. I'm going to give it a 6.
That was a great build up.
How was that really good? Explain to me how that's really good.
It tastes like Lipton cup of soup, man.
I know, but like, you know, then it's not really good. You gave it a C, basically.
But it's good.
But it's really good.
It passed.
Yeah, if you're hungry, you know.
It was light, fluffy, cheesy, not too salty. I liked it.
It's a 6.
This is the best thing I've ever tasted. 4.5. All right. So we're going to go to our next beer.
Yes, we are.
This one.
IPAs.
Yes, this one's an IPA. But it is... We do have two IPAs in the lineup here.
It's up to you. Whichever way you want to pass them down.
Yeah, just pass the glasses down.
Cool.
Too many people. One table. Pretty small. All right, so this IPA is a milkshake IPA, which we featured in the past. Milkshake IPAs are essentially a regular IPA that's usually brewed with fruit, and they add lactose sugar in there, hence the term milkshake. This one is a classic from Bellwoods Brewery. They're based out of Toronto, Ontario. And I've had a bunch of iterations of this. I know Fernando has, and I know Alfie has as well. I think, Rob, you may have as well.
Oh, we've had 6 or 7 of these things.
Yeah, in the past. They're amazing.
It's probably one of the best ones.
Series. This one's tangerine, and it does have vanilla in it as well. It's great. They're 7% alcohol. Label-wise, it's got the...
Iconic shark head.
Yeah, the witch riding the shark. So they have a double IPA, which is called Witch Shark. So this is kind of a playoff of Witch Shark. So they got the...
Milk Shark.
Yeah, the milk shark, but still with the shark head.
What's that? Dark Mirror or something like that.
A what?
Looks like something out of that show, Dark Mirror.
Oh, Black Mirror?
Black Mirror, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, so she's the witch is riding. It looks almost like a candy cane, but it's like green and white as opposed to red and white.
Is it a candy cane or a straw?
Yeah. Oh yeah, maybe it's a straw.
Maybe a straw.
Yeah,
it looks like straw. Yeah, I see the end now. Yeah, it's a straw.
Good one.
Black pants, orange shirt. Yeah, good catch. Wow.
It's a very Florida catch.
Oh wait, we see that from all the way there.
We're sharing one mic and we're sharing very similar thoughts right now.
Yeah.
So you're sharing one brain.
We're like almost finishing each other's sentences.
Oh, damn it.
You ruined it.
They're like the Beer Rangers.
Beer Rangers unite. So this one, it's the witch has black pants on, orange sweater with a green stripe on it.
I thought that was a dude, not a witch. Oh,
like, it's a dude.
Like a witch shark was the original, so I'm assuming it's a witch.
It's a dude shark witch.
Yeah, sure.
It could be a shark.
Shark head. What kind of shark do you think that is?
2025.
Would you say great white?
You can have male witches.
Yeah, sure.
Great white shark?
All I'm going to say, it's most likely a dude. Because if it was a female shark, it'd have more junk in the trunk. Notice it doesn't really have much of a booty.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Let's go with that. Anyways, the background has the tangerine. It's just got like orange dots with the leaves.
Well, it's very androgynous.
Hey, did you see what kind of shoes he's wearing? It doesn't matter. Nike?
They look like black dress shoes to me. Yeah. With gray soles.
Air Force Ones?
Sure. Air Force Ones. So again... it's a milkshake IPA with tangerine and vanilla. I know I did. And the background, it's got the tangerines in the background. It says Milk Shark in big letters on the side there. So if you're familiar with the brewery, then you would know what you're looking at. And then right there, it says Milkshake IPA on the side as well, in green and orange letters, and it says with tangerine. So just goes up the label as opposed to left to right. You got to go up and down. They're graphics for this, or their labels, are always the same, just different colors based on whatever fruit. I'm giving it an 8. I like it.
An 8.31.
I really like the color. I like that it pops. You have the name on it. I'm going 9 3/16.
Oh, 3/16. Okay, all right. All right. Good work.
Damn.
I have to think about this shit now.
All right. Damn. It's the iconic shark on a witch, dude, guy. I mean, I like the fact that it's 2025. Dude, a dude shark can be a witch, guys. Yeah. A dude shark can be. It's very progressive. I love it. Anyways, rating 9 1/64.
I was wondering if we were going to get into the 60.
I'm sure we were going to get into 30 seconds first, but yeah. I was wondering. Yeah, to me, it looks very strange. It looks kind of weird. I don't know what the heck is going on. I like the big lettering, so I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
Because it would intrigue me. I'd be like, okay, what's the... And tangerine? What?
And there you go, right?
Yeah.
And back to Fernando's comment about it being progressive. I think you're progressive, too. I mean, you know, raw chicken soup. But anyways.
It's great. Lipton. It's great.
Medium rare.
Yeah, medium rare.
Medium rare chicken. For all of those fans of medium rare chicken, there you go.
Can I get the soup of the day? Can I get that just full on rare? Thanks. Okay, so this is bright orange. Lou, looks like orange juice.
That looks, yeah, hazy.
Nice and hazy. I can smell the orange as I poured it out.
Is this going to be like hoppy or terpene or anything kind of like that?
Well, there's no terpenes in it, so it won't be terpene. It might be a little hoppy based on the hops that are in it, but you might get the vanilla and the orange overpowering the hops. So.
Interesting. Very interested.
We will try it and see. Pouring out the last glass here.
Dense. The hops.
Wow. Yeah, that tangerine.
Ooh. Oh, you smell the tangerine for sure. Like, that's like hits you. I don't smell vanilla much. I just smell tangerine.
Ooh. Almost like a creamsicle.
It smells like juice, basically.
It does smell like, yeah, almost like an orange juice, just not like sweet.
Wow.
Very, very citrusy on the nose.
Okay.
All right, got to try it.
Easy.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, boys.
Very juicy.
Wow. Very citrusy, yeah.
Yep.
Good.
They squeezed a good amount of tangerines for this
Oh
one.
My God, they totally did. This, like, this literally, is, this is orange
like,
juice.
It tastes like there'd be pulp in it. That's how good it tastes.
It doesn't taste like a beer, that's for sure.
No, I agree with that, because it almost tastes like
they
made the... Like, imagine a tangerine, but inside of it, it's beer juice.
Yeah.
It literally tastes like they just
It's adult orange juice.
And they just squeezed it right in front of you. That's what it tastes like.
Fresh. Just, yeah, fresh. Just really, really good.
They really crushed it.
Nice. Good puns.
You know what? We shouldn't squeeze out any more puns here. Okay. Yeah, no, this is really good. I can drink this. Again, this would be perfect on a day like today. Nice and sunny outside, nice and warm.
Yeah.
You're just hanging out.
This is awesome. It's actually good for an IPA.
Yeah, it's really good.
Kind of beer. Like, it's actually, I like it.
Well, I mean, there's certain IPAs you like, I've noticed, and certain you don't, and certain ones you don't like. There's like, I think 13 or 14, even maybe even more different types of IPAs. And this is just one of them, right?
This is not hoppy, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like ones that aren't hoppy tasting.
So back in the day, they used to have this in glass bottles.
Yep.
And I remember buying them, and we just go across the street to Bellwoods Park.
Yep, I remember that.
And just drink them.
Like, yeah, remember the... I think the first one I bought was a passion fruit one, which was really good. But my two favorites of all the ones they've had is this one, the tangerine, and the pineapple. Pineapple was always really good. I know, Alfie, you remember the pineapple one?
I don't remember.
Just
is
fake it.
Like
it.
This too? Okay. Was it like this?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just
these would all be awesome.
It's a whole series of beer just like this, different variations.
So it's milkshake IPAs.
Yep. Milk Shark.
Milk Shark.
Milk Shark. Shark. But it's a milkshake IPA. The name of the beer itself is Milk Shark. Shark.
Right.
Yeah.
Check it out.
There you go. You can look at that.
Yeah. The style is milkshake. The beer is Milk Shark.
There you go. Let's get to our next snack.
Yeah.
All right.
Grab that out of the way. Oh, we got rated. We didn't rate it yet, did we?
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, my God.
See, Alfie already's on top of that.
Thank you so much. I'm like way ahead of myself. I'm giving this a 9.
8.5.
8.5. Okay.
So I really like it because when it finishes, as if you're drinking orange juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get that.
But you still, like, my mouth feels like I just drank.
You get that citrusy orange, like, kick at the end.
I'm going 9 5/8.
That's 5/8. Okay. Like, well, it's better than 3/16, so yeah. Thank God.
This is way better than a mimosa. If you like mimosas, you will actually like this. If you want a breakfast beer.
Oh, yeah, this is 100%.
Throw your mimosas to the side. Get yourself a goddamn Milk Shark.
Yeah.
9.5. I'm gonna stick to the metric system. The other system seems a little odd.
Imperial.
Well, we here in Canada, we do both, right? Because that's how we grew up. I don't know about the next generation, but we grew up with both.
Yeah.
Gen X. Shout out.
That's right. Shout out.
Now I'm gonna give it a 9. I really like it. Really like it.
See, there you go. I'm proud of you.
Rare for me, but
I'm proud. Really proud of you, buddy.
I'm not going to lie, I was a little scared because of his chip comment. You know, he said he really liked it and gives it a 6.
I know, right?
I was like, if this guy gives it a 7.
I'm not going to lie, I really like it. 2.6. But anyways, all right. We'll jump to our next snack.
What do we got up?
So this one is obviously, like I said, we're doing 3 snacks, by the way. And this second one is from the U.S. This came to us from Alfie from Miami.
Fantastic. Oh.
Which he doesn't remember purchasing.
Okay. Chicharrones.
You know, he doesn't remember anything. So, yeah, whatever.
Did you pay duty or tax on this?
I don't think. You just shipped it to us, right?
I just mailed it. Snail mailed it.
That's it.
In a big diaper box.
They're not going to do that. Easy enough.
Wasn't I using the mic?
No, I couldn't hear you so much.
In a big diaper box.
Yeah.
In a big diaper box. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember that. I just remember you getting a text message and him saying, yeah, so what kind of snacks do you guys do for the podcast? So I kind of told him, he's like, would you do stuff from the States? I was like, sure. Okay, I'm sending you some. And that was it.
And it was a big box full of snacks.
Yeah, and then like a week later it showed up.
Sweet.
So this is, I think, one of the last of the batch that he sent us. These are chicharrones. So they're fried pork rinds. This flavor is classic chili and salt. I guess the brand is 45. Is that a zero, I guess? 4505?
4505.
Yeah.
Chicharrones.
They are humanely raised without antibiotics. Woo! And zero carbs, zero sugar. The packaging, it's just a red background. It's got the pork rinds on the bottom, and it's just got the 4505. All the description in the middle there with a little black, I guess almost like a plaque of sorts in the way it's shaped.
Alfie, does that mean anything in Miami? Like 4505, is that like a street?
Make it up.
Is it like the 8th Street, Miami Street?
Yeah, just make it up.
All of the streets are all
Calle Ocho.
It's all numbers.
Oh, yeah. So sorry, Calle Ocho Holmes.
Okay, so anyways, we're gonna rate this one for myself. I'm gonna rate this I'd say a 7.
That's a 7.5.
Well, clearly because I bought this, I really like the label. Yep. So I have to rate it highly.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8?
Just an 8 flat.
Okay.
8 is the same in metric and imperial, right? It's just 8?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
You know what? The red looks bomb. I like the red and black. I like how it contrasts. It definitely pops out. Oh, you know what it is? It looks like a highway sign. Like you know those where you're entering an interstate?
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I wonder if it's an actual interstate.
Interstate 4505.
Yeah, I like the interstate. You know, if there was an interstate where you can get chicharrones, I'd be there all the time.
Okay.
Like, because you guys have tolls, right? Imagine you're there, and in the toll booth, they sell you chicharrones. That'd be so dope. Anyways, I give it an 8.
Okay. That could be a thing. Start selling chicharrones. Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8 as well. Is that a pig on the top?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it looks like.
Humane raised.
No tusks.
Not Pumbaa. It doesn't say.
Without an
antibiotic. We're going to say.
It looks like Pumbaa.
Does it have the name of the pig that was used?
You know what's funny? It says humanely raised up until.
Up until.
Up until.
Humanely raised up until.
Up until. Yeah.
Until we slit its throat.
Humanely killed. Yeah.
All right, let's open these guys up. If I can get the bag open, there we go.
Damn, that sounds louder than usual.
I know, right?
Like super loud.
Okay.
I don't think they smell
almost fish-like.
This is gonna be
like fake pork rinds or pork rind.
Fried pork rind. That's what it says. Yeah,
very bland tasting.
I understand the chicharron idea on this, but it's not as.
I'm going to echo that sentiment. Meh.
Yeah.
I think there was one that you got that was chili and lime. Those are really good. These,
a little bland.
Wow,
but again, it's a chicharron, right? It tastes like it at the end there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is what it's supposed to be, but again, it doesn't taste like an actual chicharron.
It should be
a lot longer.
Or spicier.
It doesn't taste like there's enough salt on there either. Or spice. Yeah, you're right.
I find these are very clean in the sense that sometimes you buy chicharrons and they have a little bit of meat. Mm-hmm. These are very clean. I think they're meant more for actually having a dipping sauce.
Because
even the way they're shaped and cut.
Scoop.
It's a perfect scooping device.
Would you dip them into your raw chicken soup or?
Lipton's.
I'd sprinkle some of that Lipton dust.
Lipton dust on top. That would do it.
Or the spicy beef Mr. Noodles. Spicy beef
Lipton
Mr.
dust.
Yeah.
That'd
be
good. Okay, so rating wise, I think I'm going to give this a. I'm going to give this a 6.5.
That's actually a good number, but 6.75 works better.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. 6.75.
6.75 for you. All right.
You definitely need some hot sauce. I would recommend Valentina to go with these. Valentina would soak up that sauce amazingly. But as a single product, like you buy it and you eat it, and is it enjoyable? Not really. It's very bland. I give it a 6. I'm disappointed.
All right. And Robin.
If you're gonna eat it with something, fine. But I wouldn't.
Otherwise,
like, it's a 2 for me, man.
Yeah, it's a 2. I barely got through one.
I looked at it and then that was it. I was like, what's that?
Yeah, it's like whatever. Okay.
To be fair, a lot of Miamians walk with hot sauce on their pockets, right?
This is very true. And tahini.
And tahini, there you go.
That's it.
So
tahini would be really good.
It may work in Miami, but not in Canada.
Yeah, tahini would be. I think Canada. I don't know if it was you got this one or we had something with tahini. I can't remember. Anyway.
Oh, they come with the packets. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. You get the tahini to put in your pocket for later.
Wait a minute. Are there any packets in here?
Oh, I don't know.
It didn't look like. Is there?
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
I keep the 6 rating.
If I had the tahini, you'd be like, ooh, this
wishful
is a 9.
Thinking.
And then Robin would be like, yeah, the tahini, man, this is amazing. 1.7.
Lowballed.
All right, let's go to our next beer.
What do we got?
Well, I'm going to grab the paddle here, which has all our glasses. And we're going to move on to a regular IPA. This one is from Bicycle Brewery. They are based out of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. This one's called Resolution IPA. The label's very plain. It's a blue background with orange lettering. It says Resolution IPA kind of in the middle. 6.5% alcohol. It's got the Bicycle Craft Brewery logo, which is the bike. And it says, yeah, Bicycle Craft Brewery on the top there. They also have awesome merch. Wearing the shirt. So yeah, they
no one would have known that, period. No one's even looking at your
shirt. Back says beer worth the ride, and it's a juicy New England IPA with big tropical flavors and subtle coconut and peaches. So coconut, my guess is it's gonna have Sabro hops, so it should give it more of a coconut flavor. It may not be as bitter either, hopefully. I can't guarantee it, but you might like it, Robin. I don't know.
It's gonna be bitter.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. It's gonna be bitter.
So all their beers are have like similar labels, or they're all like this, and we've done a bunch of their beers in the past. Minimal. Which their Wee Heavy was fantastic. This one, I mean, label wise like I said, it's very plain. You know what you're getting, but there's nothing to it. I'll give it a 7.
Yeah, it's not a 7, it's a 6.5.
6.75.
All right.
I like the colors. They chose contrasting colors. And it has a cool bike.
I really hope
so. It has a cool bike. And you know what? Resolution IPA. If you have one resolution this year, is to
drink some an IPA. IPAs. There you go. Wow.
And for rating, I give it a 6.5.
Six.
Six? All right. Well,
I don't know. Just it doesn't say anything.
Like, yeah, it's very.
If it says it was IPA. Written bigger, like the stuff that's on you the need back, big letters. Red,
yeah.
You was need, written bigger. That would be.
Yeah, you need big letters. I understand.
Need big letters. Yeah, I need big letters
and bright colors.
Yeah.
Yes, bright.
I just realized I almost pulled a Robin. I said so many nice things. It's 6.5.
It's perfect. All right. So color wise, it's slightly hazy. It's very yellow.
It is.
I expected it to be more like a juice look, but doesn't really have that. Crazy juice thing up. But yeah, it's pretty foamy. I'm trying not to pour it with too much foam, but it's coming up foamy as hell, so it's okay. It's less bloating. That's how you're supposed to technically pour beer.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right.
Oh, that's a nice spring like beer. It's like nice uplifting there.
It's a bright.
Bright, there he is. There's the word. Bright.
It's a bright.
It's a bright future.
Yeah, like it smells bright. I can smell a little bit of get a little bit of a tropical note in there.
This is a New England.
It has that nice, yeah. Kind of like a zesty lime.
Yeah, you get some
bright color.
Yeah,
I mean, bright smell.
You get a little bit of citrus and a little bit of tropical notes.
Yeah, a little bit of lime I get in there.
Alfie already had a sip.
It's okay.
let's jump in.
First, cheers, we got a guys. Smell, then cheers. We got a cheers, and then we got a chug it.
Finishes very soft. It's not very bitter at all. It kind of dies out nice and Robin. Nice and smooth.
Robin, what are your thoughts? Because honestly, it's not that bitter.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
No, it's not bitter at all. Perfect. This beer. Is actually good. This is good. This is another winner. IPA. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Look at you. There
winner,
you
winner.
Go.
This is good.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not really getting. I'm getting maybe a slight hint of coconut in the background, with a little bit of the citrus notes, but nothing crazy. And it dies out pretty quick. It's like I said, very soft finish. But yeah, it's very very drinkable.
By coconut, you mean like the sort of dry?
Taste, yeah, yeah, taste? Yeah. It's kind of.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not actual coconut; it's the hops.
Right.
A taste very similar to. Well,
yeah, I get that hop or that I don't like, but it goes away quick, like really quick.
It's nice. It's a good beer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really getting it's like good. I'm not getting the notes of peach in there, but I mean, I think the notes of coconut are overpowering it. Sure.
I'm gonna go with an 8.5.
Wow! Look at you. Good work.
Wow.
Wow, I'm impressed.
That's a serious number.
I know, right?
All right. I enjoyed it. I liked it. Give it a solid 8.
Solid 8.
Solid 8.
Huh. All right.
This is crazy.
I like it, but I don't really get many of the flavors that you're talking about here.
Yeah,
I just get the like alcohol. I got a boozy flavor at the end.
You get a boozy? Okay, yeah, I'm not getting a boozy at all.
But it's not bad. Like,
no, you just need to do more drinking.
I like it. I just don't love it.
Okay, so where would you give it?
Dry 7.5.
Sorry, 7 and what?
7.5.
7, okay. Just want to make sure.
Half, 0.5.
Yeah, okay. No, 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 you said half.
It's one over two.
One over two, okay. That's what I was saying. Yeah, okay.
7.75.
7.75? All right, I'm enjoying it. It's
that's
not
7.75 for everybody.
No, it's not. 7.75. Go measure it.
For me, it's a standard IPA. I would give it an 8. I would still drink it again, and no problems with it. It's not like, you know, holy shit, this is fantastic. But it's a good IPA. It's very solid, in my opinion. It's not too bad.
If you were to go to their shop, this is probably what they would feed you as like their staple beer.
It could be.
I would hope so. As a staple IPA.
If I came over and you say, "Hey Rob, we're gonna have this IPA," I'll be like, "Oh, but it's the one that you liked. Remember, it tastes like coconut." I'm like, "Okay."
But again, like, you know what you're getting into with something like this. You know you're not going to be getting that heavy hitting flavor right off the bat.
Yeah.
But this is a drinkable beer.
Oh, totally.
Like, you won't have to think about who you're feeding it to. Everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, okay, this is good." Like yourself.
They may or may not know, but they won't dislike it.
No, they won't dislike it. Correct.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, not too bad. Okay. But I can kind of see what you mean by the slight boozy aftertaste. For me, it's more sweet, but I think I know what you're talking about. Kind of similar. No more chicharrones. We're going to our next snack, dude.
Alfie really liked those chicharrones.
Yeah, you're an addict. I think that's why you got us like 3 or 4 bags, probably. Like,
they're just so prevalent in Miami. Like, everywhere you go, there's chicharrones everywhere.
Oh, shit.
That makes sense. You're in Miami, right? It makes sense. Okay.
What do we got?
These guys are M&M's.
Of course.
They are caramel flavor.
Okay, shit. Never had caramel flavor.
Never had those either. So it's a navy blue background. It's got the M&M's logo, which is the, you know, the white outline with the brown. Pictures of the M&M's underneath. And top just says caramel in, it's like a yellow stripe, I guess, and it says caramel. Very plain, very straightforward, but they're M&M's. You know what you're getting.
Where are these hailing from?
The U.S. They're all U.S. snacks.
All USA. Yeah. USA.
So, yeah, I mean, M&M's are M&M's. Like, every package to me looks the same, just maybe like a different color background to identify
the different types.
Yeah, like correct. We had the cookie dough ones, and they were like a light blue, but they were exactly the same as this, except this is a dark blue, so.
But consistency is always good.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%.
But it looks a little bit on the retro side.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe.
Because it's like a royalish navy blue.
But you know what you're getting. You don't even have to look at what the product is. M&M's then. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sold. Caramel? I see caramel. What? Okay, good.
Just give them to me.
You guys remember when they made M&M's sexy? They had a green M&M's with like high heels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
It's Fernando's fantasy. He's just telling us.
Well, to be fair,
I always picked out the green ones.
She did have clear heels. That's all I'm going to say.
That's what sold it for you? Okay, that's what I... Okay.
She has clear heels.
You're definitely a sick individual, anyway, but we're not going to judge you.
So design-wise, it's...
Yeah, design-wise, it's like I said, it's traditional. It's pretty plain, it's traditional. I give it a 7.5.
Yeah, it's an 8. It's an 8. It's an M&M.
Yeah.
What the hell?
8?
8.
You know what it is?
I like the trad look. Trad look M&Ms. Love it. 8.
I'm going to echo Dan on this one with 7.5.
All right.
Cool. So for now, you didn't give it more because, I mean, you know, obviously the sexy green one. I mean, there is a green one on the label there.
That's not sexy.
She's not sexy, but she's not still
wearing
green.
Clear heels.
Oh, it's the heels. That's right. I forgot. My bad. All right. Let's
see what this is all about.
Get these guys open. Oop. 2 fell out for me.
You guys remember that old Chris Rock joke about clear heels and strippers?
Were there fish?
You want to tell the joke? Go for it.
No, I don't want to get canceled.
Wow.
Oh.
Very interesting.
There's a lot of caramel.
I got the green M&M by fluke.
There's a lot of caramel in this thing. Damn.
I got a green one too.
These are good.
Wow. 2 thumbs up on this guy, man.
Yeah, there's a,
holy
like,
shit.
Is this the normal size of M&M's?
Yeah,
it's like the size smaller. Of the, you know,
like
the
Skittles.
The peanut M&M's are this size.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, the texture is way better than a regular M&M.
Oh yeah,
I like how it's a little bit gooey. It's not fully hard, and it still has that melting caramel, which is what caramel does. No one does caramel better than caramel.
Look at Robin's face. He's like, this is a fucking kick-ass. For sure.
These are good.
It's good based on what Fernando said.
These are great.
Oh, these are really good. Like, in place of the peanut, it's the caramel. Yeah. But these are really, very tasty.
These are kick-ass.
It almost tastes like toffee.
Yo, imagine they shoved the little peanut in there. Oh, man.
It'd be over. Guys,
there's a lot to consider your comments right now. I'm not sure if I should just resume.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that.
It's gooey. You can shove it, the peanut in. I mean,
I was noticing that same that very same thing. So,
yeah. It's good. We're just going to switch it over to the rating here. I'm giving these a 9. They're really good.
9.5. 9.5. Period. It's fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period.
Nine and a quarter.
9.25. Okay.
I'm going to say they're super dangerous. I'm going to have to echo the 9.
Yeah, they are very dangerous. You can polish off the bag, no problem.
9.5 until they add a peanut, then it's a 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
That's cool.
Bring it out.
Bring it out. Should pass that shit around right now and finish them. I mean, never mind. We'll finish them after the podcast.
Yeah, we'll finish them after the podcast. Let's have our next beer first. We'll go from there.
Oh, we have another beer?
Oh, we've got one more. Yes.
Shit, Dan.
I know.
One more.
Oh, yes, we do.
Hey.
All right.
It's go time.
We're going to move these. Now, this is a favorite of ours because it's a brew we always feature.
Don't tell me it's that zombie one.
No, but no. Like when I say it's a brew we always feature, what's the first one that comes to your mind?
Is it Molson Canadian?
No.
Brutal.
Okay, just keep eating your chicken soup.
Third Moon.
Third Moon. All right. Rob?
Bellwoods.
Bellwoods, okay.
As an avid listener, I will say.
Third Moon it is.
Third Moon it is, yes. It's Third Moon.
I saw the label. I saw it.
So this one is a stout. It's from Third Moon. They're in Milton, Ontario, Canada, and they are fantastic.
Excellent, yeah.
This is their Each Beast the God series, which is a series of coffee stouts that they have. I think we did one in the blind taste test. It was just a regular, I think it had Ethiopian beans in it. This one is a double stout, so it's 8%, with coffee and peanut butter.
Oh, this is going to be great.
This is going to be dope. This is going to be one of Fernando's favorites, for
and
sure.
The,
what's the percentage, Dan?
8%. 8.5, actually, sorry.
Okay.
So the label says Each Beast of God in white letters. It's got the beast in the background.
That's nice.
He's kind of somewhat almost like a silhouette. You can make it out, but not every detail. It says double stout with coffee and peanut butter on the other side there. Very simple but dark looking graphic, but that's how most of them are because they're very just simple and dark.
It almost looks like a comic book. It has those comic books.
No, you can't peel it off.
Oh no, it's a cup. Morning roast, so it's like a thing.
Oh, morning roast.
I thought it was trying to point to the corner to peel. Well,
the label doesn't go all the way around.
No, it doesn't.
Roast the coffee they use as well.
I have a problem with Third Moon. I'm conditioned now, so.
So you know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, as soon as I see the black can, I'm like, is that Third Moon? Immediately.
it's
gonna be a 9 for me, right away.
It even has the instructions to serve at 14 degrees Celsius. Because this type of stuff should be warm.
Should be like a pastry stuff.
What's that in
Well, the warmer it is, the more it brings up the flavor, right?
14 degrees. It does not feel like 14 degrees in my hand.
No, it came out of the fridge, but I mean, we're going to try our best. We'll still taste it, just you won't get as much. I mean, you may get more flavor out of it if it's 14. But nonetheless.
The peanut butter might not be coming
out. It's
flashing off in the cups. The cups are warmer.
Yeah, there you go. So the beast, like I said, is in the background, and then behind it, it's almost like an amberish copper color. I would rate this label, honestly and truthfully. I like it. I give it an 8.
Yeah, you know what? Third Moon has always been good. We already know what it is. For a regular person, I don't know if it's an 8, but for me, it's a 9.
It's a 9, okay.
Oh, damn. Because we know the series. This shit is like kick-ass.
I agree with the 9. There's a lot of imagery going on. You got a black can. You got the names on there. All the information's on there.
Yeah, it's nice and sleek, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the iconic Third Moon moon.
The Third Moon moon.
Yes.
Third Moon.
The Third Moon logo.
The Third Moon crescent moon.
Yep.
And then it's like a goat. Is it a goat?
Yeah,
it's kind of like the beast, the ghost, the goat beast.
Goat, but then... You know those things? Name. It reminds me of Venom's, you know how Venom, when he he has those things coming out of him?
The symbiote.
It's like a goat symbiote Venom looking thing.
I think it's a black tree in the background, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's a tree?
I think so. I'm not sure if it's coming off him or not.
That's probably coming off of his body.
Maybe.
Who knows? But anyways.
Looks like it's on his arms too.
99% sure.
Like that's some creative shit. Anyways, yeah. I like it. 9.1.
Beast a god.
Yeah, I almost start singing that song. What is it? Enter Sandman? The beasts under your bed.
Enter Sandman.
Yeah, Enter Sandman. Yeah. That's kind of like what I see there. It's like, oh, okay. Like, what is this? How good is this? Let's go. Yeah.
Okay, so the number
I think I said a 9.
9, okay.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
I said a 9 a while ago.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you did? Okay. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you said it or not.
Yeah, I'm conditioned. Like, yeah, anything I see third across moon,
the board already.
It's yeah. a 9.
It's third a 9. There might be levels of the 9, but...
One shiny, one's matte. Oh,
you
man.
Might get
this is ink.
5/8 on here.
This is going to be kick ass.
Looks nice and dark and black. It's pouring out almost like a black tar. And then you got the brown foam on the top. We're going to pass those down. You guys can drink those. We're going to drink what we got in our hands here as I pour out my last glass here.
Oh, this is coffee. Coffee Central.
Oh, yeah. You definitely smell the coffee. Smell it's all coffee. I smell. Yeah, you can smell
the coffee. This is like morning.
Wow. This is a breakfast beer.
Yeah, you start with the milk shark, 100%. And then you finish
breakfast
off with the
Saturday.
Each piece of God.
There you go.
This is kick ass.
It's you definitely smell the coffee. I think I get a little bit of peanut butter in the smell too, like right on the finish.
A midday. Yeah, this could be a midday,
even right up front.
Boost. Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is something that you want to sip and enjoy.
It smells almost like a roasted peanut butter with the coffee ish.
You took this to the baristas. You could put on it, like you could relabel this midday booster.
No one will ever know.
Little shots.
I'm smelling more peanut butter, actually.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I think you're right. Yeah, there. I'm smelling a lot it's more peanut there. Butter. Oh, yeah, you can smell it.
Yeah. Cheers, all boys. They need to do is add caramel.
Cheers.
Salute.
Cheers. Put those M&Ms in there.
Excellent pairing.
Oh, yeah, this with the M&Ms would be fantastic.
Oh, that coffee's nice.
You get the coffee, and I get like a little bit of a peanut butter undertone as well.
It's like morning all in my mouth right now. It's like beautiful.
Really good.
This is a morning beer. I don't think this is an evening beer, guys.
I don't think so
this
either.
This is something that you drink, like, you know, after you come back from the club or suit, like, around 4, 5, 6 in the morning, and you're like, shit, man, I don't know what I'm going to be drinking, but you got to come down. This is the beer you drink.
This is,
And you know what?
Period.
It has a beer. Light flavor in the sense that it's not a very thick stout.
Yeah, it's not heavy at all.
You drink it, and you're like, okay, I could take another sip. I don't have to sip it. I could actually take proper... beer.
And I'm getting a good balance of like peanut butter and coffee too. I'm not getting like one's not overpowering the other.
You could finish the can.
Oh, yeah,
by yourself. This is not dangerous. This is not as heavy as I thought it was going to be.
Eight and a half.
Yeah. You can finish that can, no problem.
I didn't think it was going to be. It
doesn't even taste like there's alcohol.
No,
it's light.
It's
light for a stout.
It's a good balance between the coffee and the peanut butter. Like it's yeah. This is really good. I'm giving this guy. I'm going to give it a 9.
Oh, you're super lenient. This is an 8.85.
Oh.
What's the percentage on this?
8.5.
So I'm going to go high on this only because I know it's not the best that I've ever had, but it is what it is. It tells you it's a coffee peanut butter stout.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And that's exactly what it is.
What you're getting. Yep.
So I'm going 9 5/8.
Ooh, perfect. Okay.
Not gonna lie, guys, I wish it was a little bit more punchy in the peanut butter, but coffee is really overpowering. I know this because
fine. Coffee, peanut butter, but you still
favorite
taste
drink
both?
Is a mocha peanut butter cappuccino.
Okay, well, this one's not
and
mocha.
I put extra peanut butter, but it's really hard to get it, so I get it. This is a beer you could drink on by yourself. You don't have to share it like we're sharing this mic right now. So honestly, for me, it's a solid 9. I like it.
9.5.
9.5. All right. Yeah. Third Moon always wins out. So I mean, they're pretty consistent. Yeah. I mean, they've had some other like that Three Musketeers stout that was out of this world, and some of the other stouts they had in the past were fantastic. But this one, really good. Impressed. I enjoy it. It says what it is. Rob, if you want more, go ahead, start pouring it, because you got it in your hand, you're totally hinting, so just do it.
Yeah, but I'm looking at everyone's glass and I'm feeling how like little this is.
Yeah, there's not much left. Okay, so just guys, pour it. Just do it.
This is how I'm gonna do it. Pass it down.
Everybody gets a sip. There you go.
Pass it down. I know exactly what to do. And Danny, I saved a little bit for you too.
You
huh?
did? Oh, just thanks, man. Thank you so much.
Just go buy it. Just go there and buy whatever you see.
Yeah, right? Just do it.
Go try it out.
Danny, like, that's exactly your portion like, it's good. Of what we had.
You won't be disappointed.
Boys, to a good podcast. And Alfie, thanks for coming down.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Alfie, do you want more?
It's awesome. Sure.
It's a great podcast. And some amazing beers. Some unexpected beer.
It could be a shooter. It could be a shot. This could be a shot.
If you gave
a special shot,
if this would be great on flights, like people that don't know anything, give them one of these as well as a few of the other ones that we had. on a full flight, I think they would enjoy everything.
Or even on an airplane, you start serving this, please.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Porter, and then you may have to restrain people from being drunk because they drink so much.
Stouts, porter, kind of porter, like porter. Porter stouts.
It's kind of porterish, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think the lineup period today has been pretty solid. That sour was fantastic. Yeah. The IPAs are great. This is really good as well. Overall, good night.
Yeah. Except for those chicharrones. No, everything else was good except for those damn chicharrones.
Yeah, I completely forgot about the chicharrones after this.
Yeah, you just
I completely forgot.
It's a distant memory at this point. Yeah, there you go, right?
But you know what, guys? We got hot sauce upstairs. I'm pretty sure we can fix that.
There we go.
We'll see what we can do. But yeah, I want to thank you guys for listening and for watching on Instagram Live. We are on YouTube. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. So please like and subscribe. We'd really appreciate it. It would make Alfie really, really happy. And see, you're supposed to smile, but you gave, you know, the hands, the prayer. So it's okay. It's all good.
A mano de Dios.
Yes. You know what? Honestly and truthfully, it's probably a little bit more. It's better choice. I applaud that. Golf clap. But yeah, I just want to thank you guys again for listening. This has been pretty awesome. And, we'll catch you on our next episode. As far as Instagram Live goes, we will be doing this again. And just not sure when, but just tune in. Keep posted. If you subscribe, you'll know.
Exactly, so, guys.
Have yourselves a good night. Happy drinking. And yeah, cheers.
Thanks again, guys. Great podcast. We hope Alfie has a great time here. We hope he had a great time here. But again,
we'll never know.
What's the thing I'm supposed to say? Know. Stay frosty.
Stay frosty. Guys.
Hasta la vista.
Baby. Be good.
Yeah.